The Francis de Mail Voice Choir going home with Dvorak's Ninth. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. It's a Tuesday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, there's the music of the wonderful Israeli-Canadian violinist Moshe Hammer, and for good reason this afternoon. His son, Mike Hammer, is a talented visual artist, and he's here to tell us about his brand new exhibit, Evolve, which opened over the weekend at Gallery 133. The show features over 50 paintings that trace his creative evolution over the past 5 years and occupies the entire 5,000-square-foot venue. Mike Hammer, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to have you here, my friend. And if people want to jump on YouTube right now, you just go to classicalfm.ca, hit the YouTube channel, and you can actually see a piece of Mike's artwork, which is right behind you right now. Absolutely beautiful. I want to talk about it. Your father, Moshe, has been with us here on the Oasis numerous times, and the creator of the Hammer Band and so on. And
the creator of me.
The creator of you, also very artistic of him. And was the musical artistic upbringing, was it what I imagine it to be?
Probably. I mean, I went through 3 or 4 different instruments, piano for 6 years, violin, viola, a bunch of things. It never stuck, though. But I always have the fond memories of him playing, practicing, hours and hours of practicing. And it was just in the back of my head, and I would always be hearing it. And the art, lots of art in the house, not necessarily contemporary or modern or anything like that, not a specific style, but it was just always there. So music and art was always a part of life.
And so that must have given you some sort of training ground to realize this is how you make art. A lot of time spent in a studio, a lot of time spent maybe alone and practicing and that sort of idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us about this show. Over 50 paintings, that's a lot for one person to produce. It's titled Evolve. What does that represent to you?
Yeah, Evolve was the title. We were struggling for a title, and I just realized it's got to be something like evolution, but that was a bit heavy. So Evolve is basically... This is 5 years almost of my work. And
it's a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. And I tend to like to just go with what I want to make. And for example, I made this 7 by 9 foot piece. Not people were asking online, is it a commission? Why are you making this? And I just had to make it. And so my pieces are heavy. They're colorful, they're bright, but they're really heavy. So a lot of the times it's a barrier to sending it out to a gallery.
Like literally weight.
Weight.
Like just the amount of
pounds.
Paint. Yeah,
yeah. Right. And then you've got to crate it, and then you've got to ship it, and then you've got to hang it. So galleries are sometimes hesitant, but I still make it. And I moved into a giant, giant 4,000 square foot space. And Vanessa from Gallery 133 came to see the work in there and was just blown away because I had everything. And
that's a good way to, that's a good resume routine there. Just get that space, put it all out there and say, come have a look at this.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, and that's how it happened. And then I worked on it because I said, you know what? I want the whole space. I want people to walk into the exhibit and kind of be transformed.
We hear the word blob when it comes to your work. This is actually a phrasing that gets used in your bios and so on.
Yeah.
For people trying to imagine what that means, maybe paint the audio picture for us if you can. It's a bit difficult, I know. But.
Well, I mean, I guess people think of a misshapen, kind of amorphous, giant, the blob, like things like that. But I gave it that name just because I lay down the paint and I just pour it into single... kind of forms.
And there's a lot of depth to your painting.
Yeah.
It really pops off the canvas.
They do. It's relief. It's more relief than painting. Yeah.
You talk about freedom within your work.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah, especially in this show. If you go to the show and take a look, we'll be having a 3D rendering where you can walk through the exhibit and kind of like actually look around as if you're there, like Street View, like Google type thing.
Great.
But I've included about 5 or 6 of the new hardware pieces. And so I've always had this kind of like personality-wise too. People always say how nice I am. And I've got this other side that my family sees. And that's the yin and the yang. And I've always liked that. And so I show that in this show with the blobs are really controlled and contained. And they're bright, but it's a very particular process they go through. But the hardware pieces, I'm drilling stuff into paintings and I'm splattering paint. And so I'm getting this real kind of duality.
And I'll just point out, very playful, almost psychedelic at times.
Yeah.
It just a lot of color and a lot of presence.
Yeah, that's music.
Really stands out.
Yeah, that's the 70s. And when I was in high school, which was not the 70s, the 90s, my friends trained me with how to listen to Led Zeppelin and get into all that.
Right.
And I can now say pot because it's legal.
Right. Go figure.
So I explored. And
still a little weird, right?
It's so weird. And I don't know if I can say this, but we had to hide from the cops and we had to hide. And now it's just like.
Yeah, it's just part of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Very strange. Gallery 133, nice space.
It's a fantastic space. It's especially good for my art. You know, you go into many galleries and it's just one long wall.
Right.
But they've got, it's like chopped up with angles. So you can, it's really good because I've got four or five different styles there. And it's a good way to kind of experience. And you turn the corner and you're like, whoa, what's that? There's this giant LED bulb sticking out you out of a painting. And then you turn the corner and there's something else. So
what do you hope people get the sense of after seeing the show? Because you have that big space. Mm-hmm. It does feel like a mm-hmm. museum exhibit mm-hmm. to some degree. Mm-hmm. What's the hope as they walk out that door?
Just that they've been inspired and seen something new that's going to stick with them and maybe open their minds as to what art can be. And I like
everything's for sale?
Yeah, except the ones that have sold. Except for those ones.
Ones with the stickers.
That's right, with the red stickers.
Yeah, well, it is fascinating work, and congratulations on 5 years of your life being put into
this. Yes, thank you so much, Mark.
Very, very exciting. Mike Hammer presents Evolve on now through November 9th at Gallery 133. That's 1260 Castlefield Avenue in York. A couple websites to keep in mind. These are great. MikeHammer.ca, very easy to discover everything there. And then Gallery133.com as well. You're with the new Classical FM. Mike, should we hear something from Dad?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right. Here's Moshe Hammer on the new Classical FM.